Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview, where we're looking ahead to Friday's action, which comes from Down Royal across the Irish Sea. They're hosting a 7th race card today, which kicks off at 4:05, and you'll hear it all live on William Hill's Racing Radio with Gordon Brown, Craig Forsyth and Gary Capewell. In the meantime, my name is Sam Norris and I'm joined once more by William Hill's Irish racing expert Andy Holding to take a look at the action today. Good morning, Andy.
Hello, Sam. You all right?
Yeah, I'm not bad. Thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, what have you been up to last few weeks?
But I've had a bit of time off, actually. I've been in Marbella, enjoying it, so, yeah.
You too much dough at it.
Yeah, exactly, but back to business and Down Royal. What do you make of the car today?
Not particularly strong one, I've got to be honest. Low-grade stuff until it gets a little bit juicier later on with some nice handicaps. Actually, rounded off with quite a good race, the best race of the night, the Orson Cesaro, which actually amazed, they're only running for €6,000. I thought there might have been a bit more in the pot for such a prestigious race, or certainly prestigious title anyway. We should get a couple of short price horses winning early on in the card, so a decent enough balance.
Yeah, it's a fair assessment of the racing, I would say. We'll start then with the first race of the day coming at 4:05. This one at a 5 furlong. Maiden and Casbar is the heavily fancied favourite at 8-15. It's 5-1 by him, and he's been running solidly enough in good company recently, Class 1 and Class 2. Does this look like the ideal opportunity for him to lose that maiden tag?
Oh, very much so, yeah. I mean, if Casbar misses this open goal, then I think Johnny Murtagh would have his head in his hands. He's been running in some very good company on more than one or two occasions this season. I'm surprised, really, he hasn't actually got off the mark yet, but you know, he's running a Group 1-2 start to go beyond the likes of Dick Whittington, Cool Company, and Capello Sansevero. The time of the race was excellent. Of course, Capello Sansevero has gone on to win since. He chased down the Wonder Filly, trained by Gerlines, three starts back at Nace. A&Eep, of course, runs in the Louder, the first race on the car. Sorry, not the Louder, the Flying Childers. First race on the card at Doncaster, and she's a short price favourite to win that. And then again, a very valuable conditions race last time out at York, in which he acquitted himself really well from a terrible draw. He was drawn in stall one right down the far side, and you know, you can't win from that stall position at York, so he's had desperate luck. He's been in, like I say, really against the toughest company you can imagine, and he ships up here in an absolute egg and spoon race at Down Royal. I mean, he's 8-15 with William Hill, but I'd have him miles shorter than that. I mean, on figures, on what he's done, and what the others have done, or lack of what the others have done, I think he's a superb bet at 8-15. The second favourite horse called Well Done Me, who finished 30 of the day behind Simply a Star, but I reckon he's around about a 75. She's a 75 rated filly at best. So if the handicap has got his sums right, and I believe he has with Casbar 94. You know, this horse has got about £20 in hand, so I'd expect, as the market suggests, Casbar to be rocking in the first race.
Yeah, certainly looks Casbar's race to lose in the opener from Down Royal. We'll move on then to the next race. This one comes up at 4:35, ran over 7 furlongs, 7 runners down to go to post, and Baroque Poet leads the market at 11-8. Wee Monster is 7-4. It's 4-1 for Boris Bike, and double figure price is the remainder. Who gets the vote here?
Well, the next two races, Sam, aren't very appetising from a betting perspective. They are really weak. I mean, the fact that Baroque Poet here is favourite and a short price favourite at that tells you all you need to know about this desperate-looking claimer for two-year-olds. This horse, I suppose, has a little bit of upside still in his profile, but you know, you would be scraping the barrel, suggesting that he's a really good bet. He was really disappointing the last time we saw him. Obviously, I don't think he's really had a chance to see what, you know, show what he can do totally, and he just never performed that day at Nace for one reason or another when he was sent off 13-8 favourite off the back of an encouraging debut and towards the back end of May when he was fifth behind Intense Style. Obviously Dick Whittington, who was second in that race, has advertised how good that race was at the time, and he's obviously been off the track for quite a while. He's been off for 3 months. He's got the blinkers on first time. Now, as we've seen on more than one occasion, when Dermot Well puts blinkers on a horse, that usually works the trick. It certainly did on an inmate of his last night down in Clonmel. So the combination of the break of 79 days, his overall previous form first time out, drawn in stall one, round the inside, with the blinkers on for the first time, hopefully Barak Poet can be good enough to take that 4.35.
OK then, Barak Poet in the 4.35 for Andy. Next up on the card is the 5.05. This one, a 7 furlong nursery handicap, and Intensa leads the market at 2-1. We've got joint favourites, joint second favourites, I should say. Lady Mandeville and Liffey View are both 4-1. It's 11-2 for Royal County Boy. Three Cheers is 6-1. 8-1 for Enter the Priory, and the outsider of the seven is Busy Bush. Who's caught your eye here?
Not a great deal, really, Sam, to be honest. I'll probably have to go for Intensa, Brendan Duke's gelding, who at least has won a couple of races so far in his career, and none of the others can say that at all. Between them, they've run about 20-odd times and not one of them have got their head in front. So I'm going to stick with the obvious. He scored in game fashion last time out down in Gowran. He was always up the speed, always up with the speed that day, and he kept on quite well. And that's very much been the kind of like story of his last three or four runs. He has tried very hard, and since the blinkers have gone on, he looks a much more reliable individual. Of the others, there's likely to be perhaps one or two of these improving significantly what they've already achieved, particularly the ones who've just had three runs to get a handicap mark. I'd be very reluctant to cast aside the likes of Raw County Boy and Three Cheers, particularly with Kevin Prendergast opting for the visor on first time out for Three Cheers, that filly by Asimov. But generally speaking, you are guessing a little bit with those. So with Intensa, you're not. At least you know that he knows where the winning line is, and hopefully that might prove good enough.
Okay, then Intensa in that one for Andy, who's available at 2-1 with us here at the time of recording. Next up is the 5.35, another 7 furlong maiden this one, and Chief Suspect is your 7-4 favourite. He was just pipped last time out by a short head at Dundalk. Mutterwed is 3-1 second favourite. Eye-catching booking on that one, Joseph O'Brien taking the ride. Pershing is 9-2, Glowing Report 8-1, The Scourge 9-1, and it's 10-1 bar those. What are you looking at here?
We couldn't have any more apt horse's name here on the day that Oscar Pistorius' trial gets worked out. Is Chief Suspect, chained by Jane Foley, three-year-old who's had three attempts. I napped this horse last time out at Dundalk, and I still can't believe that we got turned over. Literally led everywhere by the line and got done by a cigarette paper by one of Mickey Halford's refused to listen. I'm afraid that horse did refuse to listen to the back to Chief Suspect, because we were literally putting our head in our hands when that horse nutted us late on. I thought this horse was quite unlucky the time before at Galway. That's one of the reasons why I went for him. He finished fourth behind Antique Platinum, but I marked him up as an unlucky loser that day. So really, truthfully, he could have won either of his last two races. And this is a fairly weak affair. I'd imagine that Shane Foley, having ridden him before, will know exactly what to do. And he can be ridden either way. He was held up at Galway. He made the run at Dundalk, so he's quite tactically versatile. I think the track will suit him as well. And I think that 74 with William Hill this morning may come under severe pressure come race time. So Chief Suspect, I'm going to give him another go. He was unlucky for us on the podcast last time out. Hopefully he'll make no mistake at the full time of asking.
OK, then Chief Suspect in that one for Andy. Next up is the 6.05, a 7 furlong handicap this one, and a decent sized field as well. Red Laser leads the market at 9-2. It's 5-1 for Blistering Dancer. Al-Fahidi is 7-1. 7-1 for Enigma Code. 8-1 for Share a Secret, and 10-1 or bigger prices the remainder. Who gets the vote in this one?
I'm going to take a bit of a punt here. I've tipped quite a few short ones along the way tonight at Down Royal. Red Laser's been a horse that I've basically got wrong every time that he runs. When I tip him, he runs poorly, and when I go against him, like I did last time, he wins. So, hence, I'm just, reluctant to have anything to do with him, really. So I'm going to go with a horse called Headlong, trained by John Larkin. Got a nice draw, stall one, and it's his first run for New Connections. So I'm hoping he might improve significantly for the change of scenery. He was with Brian Meehan previously in the UK. And some of his form, actually, back in England was pretty good. I like that run on the 27th of June at Newmarket when he was third behind Spirit Razor and Shara Al-Qudra in quite a fast time. The speed figure he produced that day is certainly better than what most of these have been achieving. It actually puts him top on my numbers. He also ran quite well the time after when he stayed on quite eye-catchingly from the back of the field. He had a bad draw that day and he did well to get in contention late on behind Botanist at Leicester. So it's just whether John Larkin has obviously found the key to this horse. If he has, then 16-1 or round about that price this morning. Could look a nice price for Headlong in the 6.05.
Okay, then Andy siding with Headlong in that one. The penultimate race of the day from Down Royal, it comes up at 6.35. This one ran over a mile and a half, a handicap. And four of these horses lined up against each other at Gowran earlier in the month when Anna Haven came out on top. She's favourite today at 7-2. What are her chances?
No, definitely strong, Anna Haven. She's a really strong in-form filly that has run a race on her last three starts. 2 seconds and a win. Culminating with that win the other day down in Gowran. Over a mile and a half, when she stayed in quite nicely in the latter stages to beat a reasonable field for the grade, the likes of Teocris, who's second, of course Shutter Island, who continues to disappoint but is technically a very well handicapped horse judged on his jumping form. You'd have to say that Anna Haven is very much the one to beat here, but if he is going to get, but she's going to get beat, it might well be by my selection here at a slightly bigger price. I say slightly, it was a bigger price, but it's been back this morning. Maharajan from that shrewd barn of Charles Burns. Looks like the cash is down for this 11-year-old tonight. He's getting on a bit, this horse, but he still runs with a good deal of credit week in, week out, particularly in the Irish jumping season. He's been going really well of late. And three starts ago, he managed to win over Fences down in Killarney. So obviously, he's in good form. And he ran well the last time we saw him on the flat as well, at Tipperary, when he was third behind Mojito Royale in a similar race to this. So all in all, he's a very consistent animal that likes fast ground, that is sure to go well at a price. And with Tom Madden on board, of course, he's riding extremely well at the moment, then he makes plenty of sense to go with him. So Maharajan in the 6.35.
Fair enough then, Maharajan in that one. We'll move to the final race of the day then, coming at 7.05 over 2 miles and 2 furlongs. Another handicap this one, and notable graduate is your 5-2 favourite. Mussini's Trip is 7-1. Protaris is 15-2. That's been backed in from 10-1, the opening price this morning. Would you be following the money here, Andy, or has something else caught your eye?
Yeah, I don't really like the favourite here, Notable Graduate. I think he's had quite a few chances, and although he ran quite well the other day at Dundalk, I just think he lacks a little bit of tactical speed, and I'm going to pass him over here. I think there's several much bigger odds that make much more appeal. Mussini's Trap, I think, will run well. Of course, this horse is better known for his exploits over hurdles, but similar to that, you've got horses that like to ply their trade over the larger obstacles, also making a return back to the flat. One of them, of course, is Pretorius, who's been already well punted. He was a good second the other day behind Court and Catcher down in Killarney in a very strongly run race. If he can replicate that back to the flat, sort of odds around about 7 or 8-1 would look quite appealing for him. You've got Point in the Toes, who won at Carlisle 2 starts back and ran really well down in Kilbeggan in a very strongly run and well contested hurdle the other day. And also one at a much bigger price, and this is the one I'm going to concentrate on. It's Papa's Way from the Paul Deegan stable, a horse that was in good form throughout the winter. He won a couple of times in January at Dundalk. Proving his liking for fast ground. And I thought he caught the eye the other day in a strongly run race on the Curra over 2 miles behind Killan. The speed figure for that race was the second fastest I got on that card. And I'm beginning to think that that form is quite good, because we've already seen a couple of horses out of that race run quite well subsequently. We had a winner and a place out of that, and they were well down the field. So I desperately want to get with this form. And at 14-1, I do think Papa's Way, with a decent pilot on board as well, has got a huge, huge chance of going close here. Much better than his odds suggest. So let's go with a nice, juicy price one in the last. Papa's Way each way, if you can get that 14-1 this morning.
Okay, then, Papa's Way, the selection for Andy at an attractive looking price. If you could just remind us then, please, one more time of your 7 selections in Down Royal today.
I will do, Sam. Yeah, Casbar should get favourite backers off to an absolute fly. I think that 8-15 looks an absolute gift in the first, given his overall form. The next race isn't particularly strong, but I'll go with Barak Poet in the hope that the blinkers work for the first time. The obvious choice looks intense in the 5.05, although I wouldn't be confident. 5.35, probably the nap of the card, his chief suspect. He was unlucky the last day down in Dundalk, and this doesn't look a particularly strong maiden. Take a chance at John Larkin's work, the Oracle, with the previously trained Brian Meehan horse Headlong in the 6.05. I'll go with Maharajan each way in the 6.35. And in the final race, plenty that make appeal at much bigger odds. The likes of Pataris and Point in the Toes, I'm sure, run well at prices. But similarly to that, I think Papa's Way is also overpriced, and I think he's worth a few quid at 14-1.
Excellent stuff then. The thoughts of Andy Holding on today's Irish Racing, which comes from Down Royal. And you can hear it all live on William Hill's Racing Radio with Gordon Brown, Craig Forsyth and Gary Capewell in the studio. They'll also be bringing you the action domestically from Doncaster, Sandown, Chester and Salisbury, as well as that Irish meeting. Thanks very much for joining me on the podcast today, Andy. And I hope you have good luck with your selections.
Well done, Sam. Thanks, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.